Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch. Without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Today I want to talk about how you end up avoiding the task at hand. You can have a really organized to-do list. You can know exactly what you need to do. It just has to be difficult, and yet we avoid it. We avoid getting the job done. And it seems completely illogical. We know what we're doing. We know the steps we need to take. It's all planned out. And yet, we get distracted by everything else. Suddenly, your social media becomes really important. Suddenly, the housework can need doing. Suddenly, you're finding every distraction under the sun. And this is me right now. I have been doing this like crazy the past few days, and I'm driving myself insane. And it's not complicated what I need to do. I know exactly what I need to do. I just need to sit down and do it. And yet, it's not getting done. So at the minute, I'm in the middle of testing for my next crochet along. Now, crochet alongs are fantastic for growing your crochet business. They can be very profitable. You know, they're very popular. But the amount of work involved is insane. Mine tend to have a lot of moving parts. They're not complicated, but the amount of stuff I need to put together makes it complex. So at the minute, the pattern is out for testing. And what I do is I split my testing into parts. So testers cannot get the next part of the test until they send me pictures of the first part. And that's just what you do as a pattern designer. You protect your pattern by doing it in pieces, so nobody comes and runs off for the entire pattern without doing the work. So to get the test out, all I had to do was get the first part of the test written up and ready to go. And this first part should take about 2 weeks. So I had 2 weeks to get the next part of the pattern ready. And it's not like I was writing it from scratch. I had all my notes, I had all the pictures, all I had to do was get it into a document. Plenty of time to get that done, right? 2 weeks, no problem. Sit down, I guess you can get it all done in a day. What happened? I didn't get the second part finished written up until the day before somebody asked for it. Yesterday, I finally managed to get the third part written up. No one's asked for that yet, but it's coming very shortly. And I've got to get parts 4 and 5 written. If I sit down, I can get these done in no time. But instead, I am avoiding the task. Suddenly, decluttering my house is very important. I have cleared the papers and letters that have been sat on my kitchen table for the past several weeks. I have been sorting out washing. I've been cleaning. I've been walking the dogs. I mean, all things that need doing. That is the problem. I'm doing all the things that I do need doing. Do they need doing right now? No, they don't. I'm avoiding the task. Because I've also got edits to keep up with. My testers are sending in comments and suggestions. I've got to go through those. Now that they've finished the first part, I've got to get blog posts written up. I've got to get the final paid pattern written up. I've got to get the videos made and edited those. I've got to get the social media posts ready to promote this. The to-do list is insane. And it's all overwhelm. The amount of stuff I now need to do, although I know exactly what I need to do, is overwhelming. And my response to the overwhelm is to avoid the task, which of course just makes me feel more overwhelmed because the job isn't getting done. And breathe. I will get it done. After recording this podcast, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit down and do something. And that's basically what I've been doing, is doing bits at a time, letting the other one take over, getting sidetracked by other tasks, and then coming back to it. So I am slowly chipping away, but it's taking 10 times longer than it should because I keep getting overwhelmed by the volume of work in front of me. Thing is, I know I do this. This has been something that's followed me through every crochet along I've done. And this is number 5. This is the 5th one that I've done. So 5 in 6 years. And, you know, I know how much work it is. At this point of the process, I know exactly how they all work. I know exactly what I need to do. But it doesn't stop that volume of work getting to you. And this is true of all crochet businesses. At some point, you're going to have so many tasks that you know you need to do that you may find yourself having the same issue. And it kind of comes back down to how your mind works. I mean, different people have different responses to large workloads. If you are the type of person that can just sit down, focus, and, you know, get your head into it and just blast through it, I am insanely jealous of you, because I am not that way at all. We don't have to become overwhelmed just because something's complicated, because we don't know how to do something. Sometimes we're overwhelmed just by knowing how much we've got to get done. My crochet along doesn't start for another month. I've got plenty of time to get these edits done. I've got plenty of time to get blog posts written. The majority of the hard work has been done. I'm now just going through the kind of the back end admin. You know, all the design is done, all the pictures are done. The videos are done, just need editing. So there's nothing complicated to do. I'm not having to sit down and work things out. It's just the sheer size of the to-do list. And, you know, when you're facing something like this, if you know how your brain works and how you respond to this, you can plan for it. I know I work better when a deadline is coming up, but I didn't set that deadline until I got the complicated work done. Because if I have a deadline and I still have an awful lot of work to do that is complicated and figuring out, that deadline doesn't work for me. The deadline only works once I've got the complicated stuff out of the way. So I did not announce the date for my crochet along starting until I knew that I only had kind of the back end admin sorting out stuff to do. This part, I work best with the deadline. I will get it done once I know how little time I have left to do it. You may work well that way. Some people don't. Some people need a deadline to get them to do things. For some people, that deadline becomes so overwhelming, nothing gets done at all, and it can work against you. Everyone's minds work different ways when it comes to this stuff. But avoiding the task at hand, for whatever reason, is incredibly common. We are all very good at procrastinating. And procrastination isn't laziness, it's not lack of motivation. Sometimes it's just sheer overwhelm. And then it can help to just break things down into tiny tasks. Make your to-do list, but make them tiny. And then when you find yourself starting to avoid, you can go to your to-do list, find one tiny task and get that done. And that's kind of how I'm approaching it right now. It's a tiny task to get my photos edited for one part. It's a tiny task to go through the edits that one of my testers has sent. It's another tiny task to do the edits another tester has sent in. These tiny tests are how I'm getting through it. Yes, I'm still avoiding and getting other jobs done in between, but being able to step away, kind of breathe, do something else and come back helps keep that overwhelm at a manageable level. And as I tick off these tasks, I can see how much I'm achieving in a day. which for me is really motivating because I can see how productive I'm being. And the more productive I am, the more inclined I am to then work. One of my biggest issues is that if I don't feel I've been productive, it actually makes things worse because I feel like I'm failing. So having these lists of tiny tasks stops me having that feeling of failing and they're not doing anything. It just adds to that overwhelm, that feeling of failure, because I'm not being productive, adds to the overwhelm and then nothing gets done at all. So when I got up this morning, because I'm child-free today, still got dogs around, but other than that, I have the whole day to get stuff done. But I also knew that if I got up, sat down on my couch, I was not going to do anything. So to kind of beat the overwhelm straight out of the gate, I had to get something else done. So I started with the housework. Did a few tests around the house, walked the dogs, and then I sat down and turned the computer on, ready to record this podcast. That's not working on my pattern, is it? No, but I know if I get this podcast done, then I can take a break, work on the pattern, come back and record another podcast. So I've got two podcasts recorded and I will get to work on my pattern. Before I actually started recording this, I went and answered some emails from my testers. So I did do something on the pattern and I will address more later today. But this is how I get through it. Now, everyone's response is different and you kind of have to learn what your response to having this overwhelming feeling. Now, this for me happens most often in my crochet alongs. I'm getting towards that deadline. It's my biggest project of the year. I don't feel like this all the time. If you are feeling overwhelmed all the time, then you simply have too much work on. You've got to cut something out. Having this feeling when you've got big projects coming out is normal. There's a lot of work when big projects get published or you get a new launch for a new product, but you should not feel like this day in, day out. And thankfully, I don't. This is not doable. Day in, day out, every month of the year. I certainly wouldn't recommend it. It's not a good way to work. It's not a good way to stress yourself out. And you don't want to be doing this if it's stressing you out. You need to work in a way that you can live with. Because if I had this amount of work all the time in my business, I would not want to do it as much. It would become too much. It's not a good way to be all the time. This is temporary. This is a very temporary situation, and in a month's time, it'll be done and over. In fact, the overwhelm will stop before then, because the week or two before, I should have everything done. That's the plan. As long as I don't avoid too much, it will be done. Having these periods of avoiding the work just because of the sheer amount of it, it shouldn't happen very often. It should be predictable when it comes. I knew this was coming. So having been through this process before, I know how it works. I know what my response is. But that's taken time to learn. But the one thing you should never do is if you find yourself in this situation, do not tell yourself that you're being lazy. Do not tell yourself that you're not capable. Do not tell yourself that you can't make it work. Avoiding the work is not because you are not able. It's because your brain is simply drowning in the amount of work that you need to get done. We do this because we are overwhelmed. We do this because it feels like such a mountain to climb. It is not laziness. It is not incompetence. It is not that you are not capable. It's just your brain going, "What are you doing to me?" Your brain is saying, "Slow down. There's too much. We can't process it." And it's just a response that we have. Not everyone has it. And those people I am very jealous of. But if this is something you struggle with, you are not alone. This happens to many people, me included. And you can get through it just one step at a time. Make those tiny tasks, write them down, and it will help you move forward bit by bit. And until you get to the end, just keep doing the tiny tasks. And it does help with overwhelm. It will come to an end and you will get it done. And you'll be amazed at how well you get it done, that you get through it. I used to think that when I did all this avoidance, it was just pure laziness. Now I know different. And we do have to learn that about ourselves, about how we do these things. And that does take time. It takes practice. It takes knowing yourself, which we think we know ourselves so well, and often we don't. Often we have so much more to learn about ourselves and our responses to these types of things. But that's part of being human. Learning your own response to, you know, overwhelming piles of work is part of business. If you've never done this before, you do not know how you respond. And, you know, sometimes it pays just to sit down and have a think about why you're avoiding things. How can you then work through that in a way that works for you? For me, it's tiny tasks. For you, it could be something different. But never beat yourself up that this is happening. Just ask yourself why. And have a think about what is going to work for you to get yourself through this manic period of time. So over in the Hooked on Success podcast, I'm going to be talking about organization and prioritizing work when we have these big projects coming out, and tips to get everything organized, get everything done and ready for deadlines. So if you want to hear about that and listen to that episode, come and join us in the Hooked on Success podcast membership now. You can join us over at crochetbusinessschool.com/success, or the link is in the show notes. So thank you for listening, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now. Put the experience of a crochet business coach with years of experience in your pocket. With over 10 years in the industry, I help clients like you make more money and reclaim your time. The WIP Club is a private Voxer chat designed to help you get all your burning business questions answered when you need them most. Put the power of an affordable coach in your pocket now at crochetbusinessschool.com/thewipclub.